Hello and welcome to episode 352, unless you're Hammer.
That's what happened when I copy and paste early in the morning.
I'm Spring and Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our quarantined week in Geek...
Three?
Week three, I think?
Yeah, week three of quarantine. No, they all blur together.
We didn't go to the theaters to see a movie.
You know, we should actually plan a thing where we go and, like, if they do release stuff, you download them on your phone, then you go to the theater and you're hitting out the parking lot, and that would just be really depressing. No. Yeah. I won't.
No. We'll talk about a lot of movies, actually, and a lot of different things.
A lot of lack of movies.
It's so weird that there's nothing going on. There's no news. There's still a lot of news, if that makes sense.
The news is the lack of news, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. They're like, ha! So, we obviously didn't go to the theater to watch a movie, but we did watch a streaming movie. This week's suggestion was brought to us by me. It was the Pet Sematary remake with Clark. God, what's his name?
I know his face, but I don't know his name.
God damn it, I can't, it's Clark something, but I can't remember his last name right now, but he was in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, and John Lithgow was in there.
And John Lithgow, and those are the only people that I actually recognize.
Yeah.
A family moves to a quiet town in Maine. To get out of the city, to raise their family. They buy a house, I guess, sight unseen, that's on a street that's pretty dead, but busy enough to where truckers go flying down the road.
Yeah.
One day, their cat gets hit by something. They go to bury it, and the guy's neighbor, who's played by John Lithgow, is like, we're going to put this thing over here, which is this pet cemetery part two. The natives basically felt that the land was cursed or sour, and it would bring things back from the dead. Mm-hmm. So they bury the cat. Cat comes back from the dead. A few days later, they're having a birthday party. And this is where it's changed from the original movie.
I've never seen the original. Okay. That's what I was going to ask.
So in the original movie, Gage is killed. The little 5-year-old boy, yeah, or whatever. So in this movie, the little girl gets killed and Gage is still alive. So little girl gets killed. Dad takes the girl, buries her in the pet cemetery. Couple days later, or a day later, like, she comes back, and she knows that she's dead, which is very interesting. Like, with in the original with Gage, and I'm trying to remember because it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I don't think that he realizes he's dead.
Okay.
But he's also, like, 5, so... So she isn't fully there, essentially. She kills the neighbor. And then basically starts killing her family to make an undead family.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't happen in the original either. Like, they end up killing Gage again.
So they essentially succeed in the old movie, and this one they don't.
Seems like... Yeah.
Okay. I was confused about the mom coming back not being buried in the yard, though. And, like, the same thing with the husband. Like, well, the husband made more sense because the husband was out there.
No, she was buried because you see her dragging her through the woods.
Oh, remember? Fuck, I forgot so about
You just didn't see her get buried.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it. I saw her tracking her mom, but I just didn't remember that part of it. Okay.
Yeah, so she's buried in the pet cemetery as well.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your biggest issue?
I guess. I mean, like, I didn't think it was a terrible movie.
No,
it's fine. It's actually well produced, and, like, it had a... I didn't like
it's
how
not
much
scary.
It... No, it had more jump scares than in scares. Well, it had, like, things where sudden things happen.
Did it?
That's why I call jump scares. It doesn't mean they're genuine scares.
Did they?
I mean, they made me jump every now and then, but I'm easy to jump. Yes. You know this. But, like, as I said, like, it wasn't scary.
Right.
There was, like, one or two points that just... I don't like the anticipation they're going to cut someone's Achilles tendon. So showing that, like, and teasing me, I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Well, and that's what happened, like, in the first one, Thurman Munster. Is that his real? No. God damn it. Thurman Munster. Whoever played Thurman Munster, and I can't think of his name right now. Fuck. But you know who Thurman Munster was. The big, tall, real deep voice guy.
This guy who was in Munster? Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
He was the jungle.
Oh, yeah, I was like, that's not his actual kid. Right. Okay,
gotcha. In the original movie, he goes upstairs and gauges under the bed. So, it was... I like that they changed it enough to where it was still fresh, where he goes upstairs and you're like, oh, she's going to be under the bed. And he kicks the bed away and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're...
You're aware enough
of You're this. Doing a remake, not a remaster, which we've kind of complained about with, like, Disney stuff of doing remasters. It's just like, it's the exact same thing, it's just a live-action character.
Yeah.
This is a remake where, like, we're going to change some things so you're not going into it knowing exactly everything that's going to happen. So I did like that. And
I hate that. That is, like, one of those visceral things that I'm like, I can feel. I'm like,
The one thing that isn't explained, and I haven't read the books, or the book... I don't know if they even touch on it in the movie, the original, but the girl, Ellie, I think, talks to John Lithgow and she's like, you know what you did to her or whatever, talking about his dead wife. Yeah. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, what did he do? What happened? And
like, I think maybe it's just a play on the idea of like,
he abandoned her maybe. Yeah, but like, it'd be nice to know.
Yeah.
And that thread like isn't developed at all. And it's not like the movie's long. I feel you could put 5 more minutes into this movie to explain that thread that you just put out there for no reason.
I mean, I did kind of... This sounds terrible. I did laugh about the whole dumbwaiter thing. I was like... I literally laughed and I was like, that's such a dumb way to die. And then I started laughing again. Waiter. Exactly. But I love sensory things. And they did a fun thing with the whole... As stupid as I thought the death was with like the sister and stuff, I did like the perception of playing with the sound of like she's even in the top floor of her house and hears the sound scratching there, so she knows logically can't be there. Mm-hmm. And with the window for the bathroom, like the vanity thing opening up, it gave me like kind of cool. There's things that I liked. It reminded me of Jacob's Ladder, which was really fucking cool. There's a point where he opens up that and sees into a whole fucking world of like Vietnam and shit like that. So there's things I liked about it. Like I actually. Overall, I liked the movie. It's not terrible. Yeah, it's not terrible. Like, I gave it a thumbs up. Like, I actually put it as a likes because I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
It did a decent enough job. I've never seen Pet Sematary. I was never really interested in it, but it gave me something to watch.
And that's one of the good things is you get a fresh perspective on it.
Yeah.
So you get to judge this movie and not judge the movie as a remake.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's not great. I'm not going to be like... gonna sit down and watch a horror movie and that's top of my list. No, but it's not something that I regret watching either.
Oh, also, whatever they did, either of his prosthetic or just the girl doing the acting with the eyes and everything, fucking creepy.
When, like, one's,
I was like, shit.
But her whole head was, like, droopy and everything because, I mean, she got hit by the fucking tanker. Yeah. I enjoyed it enough.
I did, too. I say it's worthwhile if you... If you've never seen it, it was worthwhile. I know you said...
Yeah, it's fine. It's perfectly... Fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's going to be your turn to pick what we're going to watch this time.
Next, we're going to be watching The Girl with All the Gifts on Netflix. And yes, it is a zombie movie, but I did kind of want to see it because it looked very interesting.
It's so weird, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've ever seen anything on this. I might have, and I swear
we've talked about it before.
It's possible.
I'm curious. It's not like Maggie, like, you know, we liked with Maggie with like Arnold Schwarzenegger with his daughter kind of thing, where we're like, oh, it's a really cool concept, just not well executed.
Right.
It's terrible. But it looks, yeah. I just remember it looked interesting and it was something I wanted to see. And once it's popped on Netflix, I'm like, sure, why not?
Sure. Why? I mean, yeah. you have anything you want us to watch on Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, HBO Go, or Disney Plus? Let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com. Bat and Hammer on Twitter, Sprague and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crank Kayla. So make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes every Tuesday, probably Monday if it's a surprise. I forgot to tell you, we saw Onward.
I was literally just about to ask if you had watched Onward because it's on Disney Plus.
Yes. So it is. I know you gave your spoiler-free review for it, Wise. And if you want, we can do a spoiler-filled one.
I guess we can, because it's out on streaming now. Mm-hmm. So that rule is
now. Well, we can do a spoiler. Like, yeah, we'll do the spoiler-filled one afterwards. Because I don't want to fuck people over on that.
I mean, but it's...
But is it, though?
But it's on streaming.
I know, but not everyone's going to get a chance. It literally went streaming...
Friday.
Yeah, no.
But, like, we do...
Yeah, but
let's... So, like, Six Underground. the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was did the streaming...
But that was a streaming review that was always streaming, never really... And if it was theatrical release, like one or two theaters.
Okay, so... But then what would it do with The Irishman?
I didn't give a shit about The Irishman.
But that was released in theaters, and a week later it came to Netflix.
I would treat on the error on the side of caution.
Does that come with a streaming review, or does it come with a theatrical review?
I mean, like, you think about the spirit of most of the streaming reviews that we watch, they're usually
things
that
have been out for a while. I like how we're planning our show, like, live.
Yeah, exactly. It's great.
It's an interesting conversation to have, because it's...
If it's... Okay, so if it's going to be... if it's a stream review, like, let's say... We did kind of bend it with, like Six Beckham. Underground and stuff like that. Bend it like Beckham. I actually liked that movie. It was fun. But I like soccer, so... Ugh. Football. No, I would give it at least another week or two. Just because I know not many people have gotten to see it. Although I'd be really surprised, because I saw nothing on my Facebook feed but everyone saying, like, ah!
But what'd you think?
I liked it. It is not...
Pixar's best.
It is not Pixar's best, and it doesn't have that Pixar feel. Like, it feels off. Like, it is like Pixar's B or C team.
Like, what I say, it feels like... It's in the vein of Cars, where you're like, it's not horrible. Like, Cars isn't horrible, but...
I would almost put it a little below Cars, though.
But, like...
Like, Cars has that... there's a thing, like, a feel about it. Like, Cars still feels like in Pixar.
You haven't seen Monsters University, have you?
I still haven't, no. But I had no real want to. I'm
trying to think of...
But I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, it does just feels a little...
It's not that upper echelon of
Pixar. It's not like WALL-E or something like that.
Right.
It was...
It's not bad.
No. It's cute. I didn't get as choked up at the end as I thought I was going to.
Okay.
But maybe it's because I was more anticipating it. But it was cute. Mm. I did like the world. I kind of would have changed things a little bit.
I really didn't like the pixie biker gang. That was
weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unnecessary parts. They felt like
they slowed down the movie.
Yeah.
And they were such a fast part of the movie, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. It felt so bogged down because of them.
And it was so...
And of course you had the staple of, like, clumsy guy has to knock over the line of motorcycles. Like, why is that in every movie that has bikers in it?
Why not?
Like...
It's the biker trope. I thought it was a cute movie. I thought it was again, production value, it's pretty well done. I just don't.
Beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
I just don't feel like they set up as well as it could have been. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been maybe like thrown around a little bit longer. Like, I liked the whole idea. I even like a lot of the characters.
It felt like a D&D movie. Like, yes. It's more D&D than the Dungeons and Dragons movie that came out with.
oh my god, yes.
Is that Anna Paquin? No, it wasn't Anna Paquin. It was.
I remember what
Jeremy Irons and...
Yeah, yeah, I know the one you're talking about. That movie
Thor happened. Birch? Was it Thor Birch? But whatever.
That movie happened. Yeah. I also agree 100% with everyone who said it. I couldn't get it out of my head. It should have been Jack Black. It was, what's his name, playing Jack Black. And I think that's what annoyed me more, is that he wasn't really...
Stand Jack Black.
So I love Jack Black, but, like, I know you hate a lot of those guys, that's right. Yeah. But, like, I like Jack Black. But that wasn't Chris Pratt. That was Chris Pratt playing an interpretation of Blackjack.
It was, it's not Broken Age, but the video game.
Oh, Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
It's almost exactly the same character.
And I didn't like that. I would have liked him to make his own character, because him playing an interpretation of another actor was just weird. That bugged me. That threw me off the entire time, because I couldn't really gravitate towards him. What's his name? Who, Spider-Man. Tom Holland.
Yeah. He was good. For Grace. So
he was great.
Apparently that's my Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right.
It's weird, but said Spider-Man, and it was the first...
Andrew Garfield's mine.
So that's right. It was the first name that just popped in my head, so...
But, it's a Rorschach test for Spider-Man.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a Mysterio test. There you go. But I actually... Tom Holland completely, like, fell into a role. I didn't even realize it was him. But Chris Pratt, I was constantly reminded, this is Chris Pratt trying to play a character. Didn't like that. Everyone else I dug. I love the mom. The mom was fun.
Yeah.
The Manticore was way too over the top, I feel like. There's a lot of characters that just, like, their levels. Like, it's like you look at the Pixies. Pixies were focused on way too much for how little they added to the movie.
Yes. Yes.
But I would recommend seeing it. It's still a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
It's beautiful, and it's fun. Like, at the end of it, I'm like, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I still
did. You want some more of it? Not really.
If Disney was still making video games, this would be an awesome E-rated open world RPG. Like,
that would be so freaking more geared adorable.
Towards like 7, 8, 9 year olds, so it's not, you know, Assassin's Creed or whatever.
No, that would be beautiful for it.
Yeah. And such a great learning tool. Like, the message of this movie is so good. You don't have to be blood to be a parent or a family member or whatever.
And you also don't have to get everything you want to be happy.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck, I love those messages. And you can get
happiness from other people's happiness. Like, dude, the message in this movie is so good that I feel like the A-team came up with the concept. Story. Yeah, the concept. Then they're like, okay, you guys go animate this for us while we go make Soul.
Yeah. Because Soul 100% fits in their mantra. Yeah. This one, I'm like, again, still recommend go see it. Obviously, it's free if you have free-ish. Disney Plus. Yeah. But yeah, go see it.
Yeah. All right.
Do you know what the last movie I saw in the theater was?
Mine was Onward.
Mine was Sonic. I know, right? Sorry. Really sidetracked. Go on.
So.
Buttons.
If every movie gets canceled this year, does Sonic win an Academy Award?
No, because Onward came out, so Onward would win over that.
Over all of them, though? Like, sound design, maybe Sonic would win.
Jim Carrey design, best maybe?
Best actor? Like, all you have is James Marsden. He's the only one who's done anything this year. Like, if they don't release any movies this year...
I mean, it's a possibility.
Like, I love seeing movies, but right now, I'm hoping no movies come out this year. Or do they... Do they do just, this thing of, like, no, streaming movies count now?
I mean, I feel...
But like, then you can't go back. You can't be like, for 1 year, these count.
Never go back.
Because it always used to be that it had to be some sort of theatrical release.
Yeah, exactly. That's why some movies would get, like, limited releases Irishman. Right beforehand. Exactly. So that they could be considered.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard about Irishman. Again, I wish I cared about mob movies and stuff like that. But yes. Yeah,
I want Sonic to win an Academy Award so bad.
That'd be so fucking amazing.
Did you watch Tiger King?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We said we were going to watch it for
the... I know, but we never talked about it. I thought we were going to start watching it this week, so... No.
We're like 5 episodes in, I think.
Oh my God, how long is that series?
I think it's 7 or 8 episodes, and they're only like 40 minutes long. So
I was trying to watch it while I was working, and I felt like I have to pay attention to this.
Dude.
It's like Making a Murderer, but fun.
If Florida and Walmart made it... Oh, it's such a train wreck, and you're like, I can't stop watching this.
I mean, it's the kind of trash that we need.
That's exactly what it is. It is Jerry Springer, where, you know, you turned on Maury or Jerry Springer to find out who the father was, and you were like, oh, shit's getting real! You know, like, you aren't watching it for anything other than just to be like, I'm not as bad as I think I am.
You're like,
whoa. Oh my God.
I'm going to watch it.
That bitch Carol Baskin.
Okay.
Carol Baskin.
I've seen so many memes. So I was like, I need to watch it just to understand the memes.
Yes.
I started it and then I did not finish. I got like less than 5 minutes in because I was trying to do it while working.
Yeah, no, you got
like, it. Scrubs has been in the background because I've seen Scrubs before. Scrubs is fine. And in fact, it's actually one of my perfect things. It helps me like
zen the fuck out. I fucking love Scrubs. Except for that final season on ABC when it came
out. By the way, would you say JD is worse than Ted Mosby?
Not even fucking close.
Okay. Because...
Mosby is the worst.
Okay. I just want to ask, because I've had that question, I was going like...
No.
Man, JD's kind of an... Like, he's a dick, but he's almost like... We can talk probably more about Scrubs another time, I'm sure, but...
But like, JD... I don't feel like he ever did anything out of malice.
But he does do things where he catches himself and says, hey, I shouldn't do this, and then he does it, but at the same time, everyone's probably done that.
Yes. I almost feel like Ted does things out of malice. Like, Ted knows going into it, this is going to be bad, but it's going to make me happy. Where I felt JD would be like, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times he sacrifices his happiness for other people's happiness.
I have to get more into that. I think I'm only in second season. I've never watched past fourth season.
Oh,
God. So I have a lot more to kind of get into. But I do think we need to make like a scale of like
the Mosby scale
on a scale of Mosby to JD to Ross. Where are you at, kind of thing? I feel like Ross would be closer to Mosby than JD would be closer to Mosby.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I feel like I want to do that. Yes. Like, you're right. It is Mosby scale. So yeah. You use Mosby as the center point of, like, terrible. And it's, like, magnitude and Richter
scale. Anybody that's like, no, Ross is worse than Mosby, I'm like, you are fucking so wrong.
The Mosby scale. It could be, like, a Richter scale, but, like, how far out you are.
The Briggs-Myers chart. Like, you have to do a test that tells you which douchebag dude you are. And we can make one for the women as well. But the bad thing is, like, I haven't seen Sex in the City. I hear the women in that are horrendous.
Yeah.
So, like...
But yes, so that bitch Carol Baskin.
Trademark. That bitch Carol Trademark. Baskin! Dude.
I will watch it. I'll probably start doing it this week then.
His boyfriend, husband, ex, I don't know what he is currently, but like, he's interviewed shirtless the entire time, and he has like two teeth. It's so good. It's so bad, and so, you're just like, what?
I feel like the people at Netflix were having this in their back pocket going like, we need to save this for when shit's really bad. Shit's really bad. Release
the tiger. It's
like, we'll have watched it
the next second week. Episode. I can't hold.
No.
A girl gets her arm ripped off by a tiger. He goes into a gift shop and he's like, all right, guys, you're going to hear it on the news. So I'm just going to tell you, we had our tiger mauled one of our people, so I can either give you your rain check or your money back. And they're just staring at him like,
the
fuck? I start. So, you know, for the longest time, they used to be like, if something went wrong, you'd be like, thanks, Obama. Like, you broke a dish while you were doing dishes. Thanks, Obama. I do thanks, Carol Baskin, now. For any, like, our machine broke at work the other day. I was like, the fucking son of a bitch, Carol Baskin! Like, I'm yelling at Carol Baskin at work. Oh, God. It's so bad. It's so good. It's so good. Are you watching anything else?
Again, been doing a lot of Scrubs. Fuck. I watched Event Horizon again recently.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck, I love this movie. It made me want to go play Dead Space.
Yep. Event Horizon is the perfect sci-fi horror movie. There are a few, aliens... Event Horizon.
I'm trying to think of any other sci-fi horror movie. Would you put, like, what was the one that we really liked? Shit. The one with the tentacle monsters. Fuck. That's more suspense, though. The ones where it was, what's her name? And she had a translated language. Had her and Jeremy Rayner, and I cannot remember her name anymore.
Arrival?
Yes.
It's not horror.
I know, but it's like, that's like more suspense, but I was trying to think about sci-fi, definitely.
It's definitely sci-fi, I don't fucking love it, but maybe 2001?
I've actually never seen all the way through, I think I might need to.
It's long. Interesting, yeah.
But, such a good movie. No, event, like, it was kind of fun watching it, like, I was watching it, and then Jackie came out, and she, like, started cuddling with me, and I'm like, I'm not watching this with you, and she's like, what? It's like, what were you watching? And I'm like, something you will not like.
No.
Like, I fucking love it. Plus, Lawrence Fishburne's on fucking fire. Everyone in that crew
that
I fucking
love. That cast.
Was so good.
But, like, there's a lot of people in that cast. Sean Pertwee is in it, who went on to play Alfred in Gotham.
Yep.
Sam Neill.
Oh, my God.
Right? Fuck. Right? I forgot that was him in Event Horizon when the first time I started watching Gotham. And I was like,
dude,
where do I know you from? And then I watched Event Horizon and I was like,
fuck. It is a good cast. Yeah. And it is fucked up and wonderful.
I love that movie.
I do too. So that's probably all I've been watching besides that and Scrubs. And I'm playing pretty much the same stuff I've been playing. I kind of want to beat Shadows of Mordor now. Like, I got to the point where I can brand people. That is fun.
Yeah.
But I also want to be this to be the last one. Are there three different lands you go to, or is there only two different lands?
I can't remember.
Okay. I'm hoping there's only two, because I kind of want to beat this and move on to the next game.
I mean, you've got a week.
I know. Well, it depends when my physical copy actually gets here.
Like,
seven happens, I'm playing.
Dude. I cannot wait for next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, it is happening next weekend.
Yeah, shit. That's why I said you got 7 days. You don't even have 7 days. You have 5 days.
7 days.
7 days. 5 days. Turned on Fallen Order.
Oh.
Went down that hallway. That fucking KTSO spawned randomly again. And, like, I knew he was going to be there. So I'm walking all slowly, waiting for him. And he doesn't pop up. And then all of a sudden, he just appears. And I'm like, ah.
Is this supposed to be, like, a CG kind of, like, event thing where it pops out and there's, like, a little bit of a movie? No.
Just literally pops out.
Fuck, I don't remember that ever happening.
I've had so many problems with this. Audio, like... So he popped out, and I was like, nope, not doing this. I've got terrain to build. So, like, I just turned it off, and, like, I can't... I want to beat it before 7, because I know once 7 goes in, like, I'm not playing anything else until I beat 7. But I can't drive myself. It's a chore right now. I will get to it. Unfortunately, there was Brochella for Division, and I popped in Division and downloaded. Yeah,
update.
It was, like, an hour long, because I forgot to do it.
I feel like it should do that shit in the background, though. Like, I really wish it did.
It does if you have it on auto upload.
I thought I did, though.
I thought I did, too, because, like, there'll be times where I have new updates, and it's like, you know, this update has to be installed. I'm like, all right, fine. I do wish that was a little more streamlined.
I do want to get you on Division again. We played with Doug. It was Doug and Bill, who I know I've met that Bill, and I was thinking it was a different Bill, but right. It was fun. Like, and then Terry, he was uploading, but he was just... Talking,
yeah.
It was fun though. I kind of miss it.
I wanted to get into it. I almost wanted to talk everybody into getting 15 or 14,
ooh.
And being like, "Look, numbers go anywhere. Let's go play some Final Fantasy." And like,
oh,
and
boy.
That could be a party of 6 instead of 4, I believe. So like,
can it? Okay,
I think so. I know 11 was 6. So,
but, I mean.
And I
fucking hate you for putting that in my mind.
And I know I could get Sarah involved, and then like
you have 2 PS4s, so you can do it.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about WoW, because I was like,
wow.
Fuck you, wow. God damn it,
wow.
fucking welcome to podcast. Now this is podcast.
Yeah. Oh god, I gotta get those 4Ks. When it comes to watching, yeah. I'm going through Gotham. I'm halfway through season 3 at this point. I think I'm on episode 19 or whatever. The Court of Owls got introduced, and I was like, ooh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ooh.
It's still Gotham.
I feel like you're not doing yourself a lot of favors right now.
No. I don't hate it, but I'm not... Like, when I watched Smallville, I enjoyed the journey it was taking me on.
Yeah, I mean, I could skip a couple of the Creature of the Weeks kind of stuff like that, but...
I mean, only, like, 8 or 10 of the 20-some-odd episodes in Smallville that season were important.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying the ride with Gotham as much. I'm just like, all right, but eventually I just... I'm like, just do what you're going to do. Whatever. I'll go along for the ride. I actually went for a run the other night, and somebody in the neighborhood was watching Voyager loud as fuck because the theme music was on, and I was like, yeah, bitch! I was like, I want to be friends with you. But then I was like, oh, you're probably a nerd, and I don't want to be friends with you. we've been watching Tiger King, and... That's it. So not much watching wise. A little bit of Empire on Blu-ray.
Empire
Strikes Back.
What?
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back. I'm sorry. There's a show called Empire.
Oh no. Well, yeah, I guess we were talking about TV shows. No. Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Which I need to get that 4K set, but it's hard for me to throw down $250 right now.
Yeah. I feel you. I do.
But I want it so bad. Even though it comes with the Disney stuff. We put in Empire, and we didn't make it through the crawl before I got fucking angry. Because the crawl is good. I remember it's not you telling stupid. Me that. Ugh. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the nerd news. There's not a lot, and there is a lot. So we'll just kind of start with, you're never seeing or playing anything ever again, I guess. Fuck. Well, let's start with the worst news. Last of Us has been delayed.
I called it and told you.
I felt it was indefinitely. That's what sucks.
Yeah, it's the, like, I don't feel
and,
like...
And Iron Man VR. Well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, four people are going to play that. Who cares?
Yeah. Four people are going to play that. Sorry.
Either PS5 is getting delayed, or this will be a launch title. This is not coming to PS4. Well, I mean, it will, but it'll be like God of War 2, where PS3 was released and God of War 2 came out on PS2 after PS3 was already released.
Yeah. It's a little weird because, like, I know the other things we're talking about is movie delays. Movie delays, I get a lot more because it's like we talked about.
You can't go out.
Well, it's not even just that, but, like, you talk about, hey, just release on streaming. I understand why they won't do that because they won't make nearly as much money.
Yeah.
I totally get it. It's the reason why I like Wonder Woman and stuff like that. Like, makes fucking sense. Games makes less sense. It still makes sense because they want to do physical as much. But it still doesn't make as much sense as movies, why it's being delayed. If it's the reason of just sales.
I don't think it's just sales. I also, because you have a lot of people.
But I think it's the climate.
The climate, but you also have a lot of people that aren't technically at work.
Yes.
So a lot of these game developers are working from home, and
they're selling entertainment product that needs to be purchased.
But, well, no, but like trying to have a Zoom meeting essentially of like, hey, we need to get this polygon over here or this whatever. Is not as easy to have as an in-person thing. So I imagine they're not, you know, you're probably used to texturing a gun in, I don't know, an hour. And it's probably taking 5 or 6 hours to do it at home because
and you're doing it on a different
and you're trying to communicate with somebody that's not right next to you. So you're not, so I imagine they're coming up with a lot of problems making these games. But also, maybe they're just waiting.
I feel like half of it's more of them just waiting.
It's hard to... it's a lot easier to justify $60 than it is $500.
Yes.
So, like, the systems are getting delayed because it's very hard to be like, none of you are working. You want this novelty item?
Oh, that's why I was talking, like, last week. But, like, we're not going to... They can put them out. They generally, I'm sure, have the capacity to put them out, but they won't because it doesn't make sense when you've had like an employment rate soar.
And perception is reality. So even if you release it and you release, let's say 1 million, and the first week 200,000 sell, regardless of how good those systems are, when the numbers come out, they're like,
it's a flop.
Xbox and Microsoft, or Xbox and Sony sold 200,000 units. You're like, of a lot. Yeah. Oh my God, these things must be crap. Not, oh my God, there's millions of people not working. You're the kind of the way our brains are wired. You're thinking, oh my God, this thing is a pile of shit. I'm not going to buy it. So where you can just be like, well, wait till people are working again.
Yeah. And basically hunker down.
And I imagine it's the same thing when it comes to video games of like, I know 7 had gone gold. Yeah. I'm still surprised they released it. And I know they've released it because they're like Australia and Europe already have their copies.
Yeah.
I am kind of surprised.
I have a feeling there's marks of like cannot go back. They've already passed and that's the reason why they push forward.
Yeah, literally, it's one of those, once like, it goes gold, they already start printing or start printing the cases and printing the discs.
At that point, what are you going to fucking do? You're going to sit on a case? It's like, right. You might as well. It's like one of those, like, they were at that point of, like, you better do it now, because if you don't, you're going to lose more money. So financially, it makes a better decision to do this. I am, like someone was saying, it's the last big game that's going to come out, and I would fucking agree. I feel like this is probably that time of the indies. We're going to see a lot more indies to kind of fill that spot because they'll be digital only. Mm-hmm. They're not as much fanfare. They will actually thrive in this situation.
They don't take much to produce.
Correct.
Money-wise.
And they're going to have... The benefit is they will have less competition with AAA. Mm-hmm. Like, people will want to play new things. Yeah. So it's like... It's almost the perfect place where indies are probably going to fill that gap. Like, 7 would probably be the last one. I almost thought about picking a fucking Royal. I started watching the anime last and I'm like, I want to play fucking Persona 5. And that's 100-hour fucking game easily.
I can't with 7 right now. Like, I can't get involved in a game that's gonna, because 7's gonna take me away from any game.
Oh, you mean 5 right now, because you're gonna get into 7
that I'm involved in. Yeah. Like, I could play Last of Us again and put that down because I don't have to be involved in it. I know what, like, I know everything that happens in that game, and yeah. it would just be trophy hunting at this point.
It's the same thing with, like, 7. I stopped playing 7 a little while after I got pissed at, like, Ultimate Weapon or something like that. Because I did something, deleted my... I had to go back to my save, and it's, like, maybe, like, an hour back. I'm like, fuck this game. So I started playing Shadow of Mordor. But, yeah, I... They're delaying the systems. They would be dumb not to yes. at this point, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am surprised at Last of Us, but I'm guessing they must not have passed that critical threshold where they're like, we can spend more time polishing.
Which, like...
If they add more to the game, cool.
I'm A-okay with. It just sucks. And especially because they're just like, indefinitely. Which means it's not coming out in 2020.
I'm pretty sure.
Which...
Sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Because we're at the beginning of 2020.
2020 is the... Like, personally, I'm having a great year. 2020 is the worst fucking year. Like,
did you see I think Sarah posted, but it's like, or one of my friends posted, it's like, I'm 2020, sorry, wrong hole.
Oh!
Very perfect.
Wow.
But yeah, like, I personally am having a pretty good year. Right? Like, it's just everything else, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's... And fucking movies. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Superstar.
Sony delayed all of their movies to 2021. Ghostbusters, which sucks.
That, I actually hadn't heard that one, and that makes, I was wondering when that was going to happen.
So really, okay. There was another one that they were doing, I'm like, eh. I don't know.
I'm really sad about that.
I really wanted to see Ghostbusters. Wonder Woman, we already talked about how it got delayed to August.
Yep.
So it's going to be like the first summer movie?
It's going to get delayed again. Like, I almost guarantee it.
Disney fucking tripled down on everything.
Black Widow?
Black Widow is now November,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge push.
That's
such a huge push.
And then you have Mulan.
Did they give her...
I don't think they gave it.
I haven't seen anything.
Indefinite.
Yeah, Mulan's just delayed.
Yeah.
Artemis Fowl is no longer being theatrically released. It's going to go straight to Disney Plus.
Did it? Yeah. I did not see that. Fuck.
Which, maybe. One, means that they aren't...
Really worried about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was more of like
we're gonna they put did onward to Disney Plus because they were like, we got all the money we're going to get out of this thing.
Yep.
Might as well do it.
Yep.
Artemis Fowl's going straight to Disney Plus.
Huh.
So that tells you.
I didn't hear that one. Okay.
Basically, every Marvel movie got delayed 6 months to a year.
I about to say all the slates are pushed back. I know Maverick got pushed back. That's in December 2020 or 12/23 now. Maverick got pushed back. I'm trying to figure out the other Paramount movie that got pushed back. Oh, Quiet Place 2 got pushed back again.
Well, it's... I mean, just like Mulan is indefinite, so...
I think it gave it a date, like, in September, I thought. But I think that's kind of aggressive.
Like, September's a real good time for that movie.
But the thing about it is, like, there's only so much pushing back you can do before it encroaches on everything else. Because then, like, your point... Like, for Marvel Slate, I'm sure everything literally just got lifted, shifted 6 months
pretty much.
Back. Because they're like, we're not going to do this. There's no way we're going to try to encroach on it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I didn't hear the Artemis Fowl one.
Fuck no.
No. America, fuck. Might have to watch that movie again.
Yeah. That's all we're going to have is reruns at this point.
Mm-hmm. Just think about it, TV, though. Like, TV series. There's gonna be it's kind of
because we haven't we're right now at a lot of things mid season breaks
and they're usually filming during the seasons. They're usually almost done by the time they're producing and showing out, but they're usually finishing up. So there's gonna be some series that are just gonna not have endings, or they're gonna have breaks or weird things. Like, you look at like the live shows, my method is a lot of them have started doing from home stuff, so they can still give. It's I say trash TV because you understand what I mean by that.
Yes.
But I mean, like, you have talk shows and stuff that are starting to shift to that because they have to produce content because they can't not do it. But TV shows, like, if you had Scrubs nowadays or Friends nowadays, socially distancing Friends, there's no way they can really do those.
No. Well, no, because, I mean, the only thing we watch live is This Is Us, so that's going to be the only thing that's going to impact us.
But there'll be a point in time where if we keep doing this...
It's very much like the writer's strike.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Where, like, you
lost
had the...
season 2, right?
3.
I thought it was Lost season 2 that it happened midway through. But I don't know. You know Lost better than I do.
I mean, but I'd have to... they're all kind of mushed together at this point, so I can't remember which seat. But, like, Friday Night Lights season 2 or 3, there's a random storyline of, like, two people murder some dude that was beaten up. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like,
Heroes every, season 2 happened. I remember.
Every fucking show went off the rails when they had random ghostwriters, essentially.
Yep.
And you're just like, this is what happens when you have fan fiction.
It's really appropriate.
Like, because every show you could, every show during that time you can watch and be like, the f- okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
2020 sucks.
It's
2020 is going to be my year too, man.
It's going to be a lot of our years. Just very, huh.
Very huh is a very good apropos explanation of 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck that Carol Baskin.
Yeah, that fucking bitch Carol Baskin.
Thank you. I need to get it down right. That's almost like a Cartman voice. I like it. Oh no. I will watch at least a couple episodes. I might watch them today.
Just watch one and be like, oh, are you, speaking of today.
Yes.
Are you D&D in tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go check and see. I think I got a message from Ian about it, and I'm going to go see if how it's going to happen. He sent me some info, but I haven't really...
Are you going to play on Tabletop Simulator?
I have no idea, because I haven't played with Tabletop Simulator. Right. I don't know what that is, actually.
You can play online.
Oh, okay.
So, because, like, since you're all in different locations, or D20, same thing, how are you going to move your minis?
Well, I mean...
Like, you'd all have to draw the exact same map, essentially.
I've never played... Most of my D&D, I never do with minis. Most of my D&D, it's usually just Theater of the Mind kind of stuff. I think with, like... The only time I did minis was with Dustin. When he was DMing, we did minis. Otherwise, it was just the Theater of the Mind kind of stuff. So, yeah, I never did minis. Yeah. I know that's like... That's like... He's making, like, if you ever look into a fish tank and you see a goldfish going wop, wop, and then imagine there's just a pause where it's mid-wop, that's the mouth you're making.
There's a video of semen.
Like from
the game.
Yeah, from Sega Dreamcast.
Yes, where if you would, and it was, you had a headset, if you would say into your headset Nintendo, the fish would turn at you and cuss you out, but it wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
But it would do the little signs or whatever. That's kind of like, wow.
So, I don't
know how that goes.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it goes. Like, I've played, like, Ian, and like most of the games I played with him and stuff like that have always been never been with minis. So, I think that's kind of
the I guess you can a lot. When we did D&D in my teen years, it was all Theater of the Mind, but
yeah,
I really do like having the setup and everything because you get more... It's hard to be like, I hide behind the tree or like, ooh, I'm going over here and doing this. Like, it's... The visual representation is...
No, I definitely get it. It's been much... It's... I've seen the benefits of both and the downfalls of both because some, like... For that, it, like, just gives you focus on combat for the most part because usually that's when you normally do it.
That's pretty much all you do when you're doing Theater of the Mind of just, like, a hit.
Yeah. But, it was... I don't know. I'm curious to see how it goes. So, that's why I was like, hey, do it earlier. It works for you because you're going to do your ribs and stuff later on tonight anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, totally worked.
I'm curious to see how it goes. I did a movie night, and that was fun, and I want to do a trivia night soon. So, we'll see how it goes. Or not trivia, but Jackbox soon.
It's interesting. We are on... The state of Arizona is on lockdown.
Are we?
We are. It got expanded.
We got the expansion pack, the DLC pack.
The funny thing is I'm essential, so like it doesn't matter. Like on Monday my boss is like, hey, we've got, you know, company wide email thing.
You got the letter.
That's like, if you need it, and I was like, I fucking want that thing. She's like, you do? And I was like, I want a letter that says I'm essential. She's like, all right. And then a few hours later, the notice came down of like, you need to be essential. And I was like, ha ha, bitches.
Got my letters too, but I don't drive for work anymore now. Yeah.
I keep in my car all the time because I'm like, I can
fucking... It sounds cool.
I can go anywhere. I just throw my scrubs on and be like, I'm going to a friend's house, but I'm essential. I'm going to work because they don't know my work hours.
Yep.
We are a 24/7 lab, so like, yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question. It was brought to you by me And I wanted to know your favorite television series that's not on network television. So something that started out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Do we want to include HBO in this?
I don't see why not. Because, I mean, all their stuff is... Whoa, I see what you're saying.
Because they're not network. Mm-hmm. But then you start... It's a slippery slope. Because if you take HBO down, where you have to pay extra... But then, like...
We said network. It's not network TV. Network TV would be ABC.
It's not network TV. It's HBO.
Yeah, exactly.
That used to be their slogan. Was this not network? It's HBO or whatever.
So I would say there's... we wanted to make it mainly focus on a streaming platform, and they're not primarily a streaming platform. They're mainly... That's not their main box office. That's not their home box office. So I would say no.
Okay, good.
But I feel like mine... I have a backup if mine, if you dispute mine, so...
If I dispute your answer.
Curious. Yeah.
Okay. We got an answer from TK, and he went with Ascension on Netflix. I've never heard of this. I don't even know what this is.
It sounds like a space one.
I'm sure he's going to yell at me.
No, I think I know the name of it, but I don't think it ever finished, I thought.
I don't know.
That's why I didn't bother looking at it.
It's solid, didn't have a following. I don't know. I have no idea.
Actually, TK went for the Dark Horse.
Yeah, it's a surprise. All right, what'd you go with, buddy?
So mine's Letterkenny.
He said you were going to go with Letterkenny.
Yeah, it is, because it's... Like, I was going to pick a Netflix one, but I will tell you, like, Letterkenny is, like... The problem is, it is broadcast in Canada on a TV channel, but I have no idea what the fuck it is. It's not broadcast in America at all. So the only way we can get it is streaming.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, like, that one is... It's easy trash stuff, and it's not even trash, it's really highbrow, but it's funny, and it helps me relax.
Is it funny? Mm,
it's fine. I knew you were not going to like it, because it's been played up so much. What about you, sir?
I've only watched one episode. Maybe I need to watch at least one more to give it its own shot.
It literally builds up on itself and snowballs further and further. The more you get into it, the more you kind of let the characters breathe, and it's fun.
I guess. I don't know. That first episode, I was like, this is it?
That is very much what it is. Just builds up on it.
I went with Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
I love Stranger Things. The season 2 is season 3 is great.
Season 2.
Just make it through season 2 to get to season 3. Season 3 is great. I probably would have gone with Game of Thrones if we'd thrown HBO in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually, thinking of this, I realized I haven't watched a lot of non-network TV shows.
Yeah.
That have been great. There's been a few that I've liked, but when I think of my favorite TV shows, they're all, almost all of them, are network. I mean, Friends, Lost, Breaking Bad, all network. Yes, you do.
I still have not.
I know, yes, you do.
I had someone else give me
a talking about it. Oh, I thought you said I need to watch it.
I think I'm in like half-half, and a lot of them I'm really enjoying, like stuff that I'm seeing transition from network TV to streaming, because it seems like it's more freeing almost in a way. Like, I love Expanse, but Expanse is on Sci-Fi. And so seeing it on Amazon, I'm like, yay. But at the same time, Amazon's got a lot of cool shit. Like, I really love The Boys. Boys is really good.
God, I need to watch that.
You do. And you can watch it. You don't have to wait for Sarah.
I know, but like...
You keep forgetting about it.
I'm making a train. Yeah. And I can bring a lot of the stuff in here and cut and do all that jazz while I'm watching. So, like, I probably
should. Marvelous Miss Maisel's fucking hilarious. Really good. I love Letterkenny. I really like Witcher. But, like, Altered Carbon is fucking amazing. And I'm starting to watch through it again, so I can get ready for season 2. But there's a lot, like, sci-fi has started.
It's funny because Netflix TV shows are fucking
really good
caliber, and then the movies are like, yeah, all right.
I will never watch Ozark because it is not it's not the thing I'm interested in.
Bad.
But I hear everyone talking about it. Like, I know TK fucking loves it, and everyone else is talking about it, and it's one of the most popular shows on there.
I need to get to it. I've watched one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna have to watch that episode again. It's been so long that, like, it went in and went out.
Yeah.
I think after I finish Tiger King, I'll do The Boys.
You should. Boys is good.
And after I do Boys, I'll just throw it out there and be like, somebody pick my next TV show that I'll watch.
There's a lot of
really Gotham good... first.
Yeah, you need to finish Gotham.
But I usually watch about 2 or 3 episodes a day while I'm painting and crafting and stuff, so.
You can probably give it a break and watch a real superhero show.
What? But are there any that exist? Boys. I mean, Boys?
But Boys, like, is the closest, I think.
All the stuff on CW is, like, I've seen Smallville, so I've seen them all, you know?
Yeah, I want to go back and watch Flash again, because it is Smallville.
But. I'm going to wait for the, after they're all done, wait for the primer and be like, here's the 18 episodes you need to watch to understand these entire series.
Yeah. I wanted to go back and watch, because it was like, I was so hard fast into Arrow when I was sick, and I burned through like 4 seasons, and then I started watching through Flash. When you had coronavirus. I did, back in the day, you know, when I was OG.
We might have had it.
Well, I mean, we had a coronavirus,
because coronavirus is just
didn't have the COVID-19, we had the COVID-1. We might have. Probably had the COVID-3.
We might have.
No, I mean, well, we had a version, but it was like, you know, the 19, isn't it just like 2019?
We might have.
Yeah, so we had like 2003, 2004.
We might have had 19. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
I mean, yeah, because we didn't fucking test for it, so who knows?
Yeah, and like,
I just love that people are like, we don't have any of that virus. I'm like, it's great when you don't test. Sorry. So, next question-wise.
Yes.
All about, like, positive mindset thing. What is the best thing you've done since the quarantine for yourself?
Okay. Semester break count?
I mean, it can be. I mean, Pornhub is free premium. There you go. That's your free shit good shit right there. Although I was talking to Doug about it. We had a long conversation about it. He's like, I'm like, I tried Pornhub premium. I'm like, premium? I'm like, I don't really get the point. And he's like, well, you get like 40 minute videos. I'm like, I don't last 40 minutes.
What do you need a 40 minute video for?
Yeah.
It takes longer.
Yeah. But it was really fun.
One of my favorite memes is like, how indecisive are you? And it's just a picture of
all the tabs.
The numbers.
Oh.
So like, on Pornhub, it has what page you're on.
Yes.
And it'll be like 56 or whatever. But it's just that. Yeah. So the only people that understand that meme, like,
have
been up. And I'm like, yeah, that's. Dude,
searching for the right one?
Dude, I hate it.
I started asking people, like, are you a multi-tab person or are you a single-tab person? Someone's like, what's multi-tab? I'm like, okay, answered my question right there.
And I'm single-tab.
Oh, I'm multi-tab. Like, nah, just bounce around.
I find my girl.
I find my girls?
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So let us know your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, cheer us on SoundCloud and iTunes every Tuesday. Mondays if it's a surprise, and I remember.
If you have any porn stars you want us to check out while we're in quarantine.
No, I've been doing a lot of goth stuff lately. That's been my...
Raylo Black is my jam.
Oh, she's so much fun. I follow her on Twitter. She's my one that I'm like, oh, I can't open you in public. But I'm not in public anymore.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
She's goth and Asian.
Mm-hmm. And dirty.
She's...
dirty. Next pod question. There you go.
Who's your favorite dirty girl?
That's like porn star recommendation. For it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode 352.
Yes, 52.
I'm Sprinkles and Geek. So we're Sprinkles and Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
God damn it. Sand is the bane of every parent's
existence. Is that what that little box was? Was the bane? Oh, okay. And it had sand in it.
Yep. Like, it's more sand than Lego. Sand is way worse than Lego. Sand is the worst.
I literally bought Legos last night.
Lego.
Oh. Oh, like stamping on a Lego.
Yeah, but Lego. Lego is plural for Lego. There's no Legos.
I've always called them Legos.
You've always been wrong.
Oh, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. I know, I've watched the damn documentary. You're right.
You're entitled to your facts.
Welcome to America.
America!